and it just completely hard freezes the system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
1.21 gigawatts
of caffeine.
Of great gadgets for the holidays.
Great
gadgets, Ken Colburn.
It is the Computer Corner. It's hour number two, and we thank you for joining us, as you might have been doing for the past few Saturdays. Oh, what, the past 12 years or so?
Well, they may not have been with us the entire 12 years.
Probably.
It's not their fault, though.
If you're listening from somewhere outside of our terrestrial radio coverage, if you're listening online, we say hello and salute you as well, and wish you a happy holiday. We see all kinds of interesting feedback, including one from Vic saying, why aren't you guys podcasting? And we keep saying, well, we're working on it. We just want to make sure that we've worked out all the kinks, and we want to make sure that it's not just another podcast when we launch this. So,
right. We got the technology, and we got that working. But that's, for us, we think, you know, we're a kindler, gentler radio show. And we want to
kindler?
Well.
Kindler?
Kindler.
Is that what you used to start a fire?
No.
Kindling?
Chatty boy,
Chatty boy
told me that word.
Kindler?
Chad, did you not research that word appropriately? Chadley. Chatty boy.
Kindler, gentler.
Yeah, kindler, gentler.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just keep listening, Ken. You're going to learn something from me. I swear, one day you will.
See, and I thought the Japanese had problems with L's and R's.
Scooby-Doo has problems, too.
Ruby-Doo! Okay, so kindler, gentler.
Anyway, my point is that we're not going to just put out the same old podcast that everybody else puts out that is hard for all y'all to figure out.
We're not your daddy's podcast.
We're going to make it easy for ya. We're going to make it like two clicks and you're there.
Well, and it's also going to be more than just a podcast. So, Vic, do bear with us. We're coming. We just we can't be the first, so we want to be the best.
Right, which is, you know,
that sound good?
Which is just normal for us.
Should we go back to the phones?
I think we're required to. This is a talk radio show. We do some talking.
We doing some talking here.
But I think we got to let someone else do some talking. Right. We got to do some listening.
Who's
so let's
it gonna be?
Start with Michael.
Michael, welcome to the Computer Corner. Talk, please.
Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'll make it real quick. I have two internet service providers. I had MSN dial-up, and then I got Cable America high speed. I reconfigured my MSN dial-up to go through their modem, and it works just fine. Now, I want to drop my Cable America and just use their cable as the pipeline.
Can't do it.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I want to use your service, but I don't want to pay you.
Here's what you're asking the equivalent of, and let's see if we can break it down.
Break it down.
You want to use the cable feed that's coming in from Cable America for your television. You just want to get over-the-air broadcast with the wire, so you don't want to pay for it.
Well, I have the cable service. I also have Vantage. And I have everything they offer.
If you stop paying the Cable America internet bill,
right,
then your Vantage is no longer good.
Right.
It's gone. Yeah. So what you have to understand is the both services are coming over the same cable, but they are separate from one another. So,
one relies upon the other.
So if you just because you have television doesn't mean you're going to have internet unless they allow that. They actually have to turn it on their end. So
Reasoning I had this, I've had MSN forever, and I have email through MSN.
Yeah, but isn't it full of junk mail, and wouldn't you love to get rid of all that spam and just start over again?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is. You know, the filters sort of work.
Yeah, but you know, the friends and family that you want to disappear from is a great way to do it.
And here's the way you don't disappear from everybody else is you sign on to your MSN account, you send an email to every friend I have at everyplaceontheplanet.com. Says, hey guys, guess what? I'm changing my address. I'm moving. Here's my new one. If you send me junk to the old, I ain't going to get it.
Well, actually, most of those services have for a period of time afterwards a mail forwarding service.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can look into all those things. Also, if you convert from MSN to Hotmail, which is also an MSN product, that Hotmail is not it does not depend upon the MSN service. So you could, you know, once you convert it over to Hotmail, then it's a web-based mail that you can use from anybody's service, and you won't have to pay the MSN bill anymore.
All right, I'll try that.
Or if you want to get one cooler than that.
Cooler than Hotmail?
Yeah, because it's a Kindler thing.
Kindler?
What you could convert to instead, there's something out there from Google called Gmail. It is the absolute coolest free mail program out there on the planet.
But right now, you still have to get an invitation.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, scratch that.
Well, no, the reason I bring up Hotmail is because there may be some elements of what you're doing already that are very similar, so you don't have to, like, learn a new system.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right, I'll try that.
Yeah, give that a shot. And, you know, go for 2 or 3 months and tell people, hey, I'm converting over, and get them over now while you're still paying both bills. Get them over onto the new account.
That's an idea.
And then you can disconnect once you feel like everybody I care about now knows, and everybody I don't care about, well, they'll keep sending to the old address anyway.
Thank you very much.
And here's what you owe us for our free advice and help.
What?
Goodbye.
You tell no. You tell everybody you know that we're a
kindler, gentler
radio show.
It's been a very kindler talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. Happy holidays to you. You know, we didn't ask Michael if he wanted to put a shout out there for anybody that's listening from his family for
a shout out to the peeps
to the gift. Yeah, to the giftesses.
Right. For the giftesses.
Mm.
The kindler giftesses.
That would have been much kindler on our part.
Probably.
Time?
Time for Mike.
Time for another Mike.
Another Mike.
Two mics.
Last was Michael. This is Mike.
Two turntables and a microphone.
Right.
Hello?
Good morning, afternoon, evening.
Hi. I'm wanting to go buy a new computer that has everything so it sits on the desktop.
Yes.
And then also get a camera with it so that we can visit with the daughter in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder if you had a recommendation.
Is that a requirement to visit people in Seattle now? You have to have a camera?
Well, yeah, because it's all cold and rainy up there.
I see. Is that like before they let you in, before you land, everybody has to pull your camera out, show us, so you can't come on? No.
I think he wants to virtually visit Seattle without having to leave beautiful Arizona.
Let me go back to the first part of it. You said you wanted a computer where everything was on the desktop. What do you mean by that?
Well, I've seen them. Instead of having that tower that sits on the floor, can't you have everything, the monitor and the whole works set
on top? You want it like the computer and everything's all like one big blob of a machine?
You want it all built into the monitor, basically.
Right.
And you're trying to save space, I take it.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you what happens when you decide to save space.
Okay.
You
sacrifice performance.
You sacrifice performance, and what ends up happening is somewhere down the road you figure out, oops, I made a very expensive mistake.
I want to add X, and because I got this thing that's real compact and all shoved into the space of a monitor, I can't add X because it doesn't have room for that.
More importantly, because it's a completely proprietary system, replacing components becomes ultra, ultra expensive.
So it would be hard to update.
Well, and a lot of times it's real, real difficult. And there's lots of people out there that have over the years, and they're all probably raising their hand right now that are out there listening, have fell for this thing and gone to they did the form over function decision. They said, this is beautiful. It looks great. The exception to the rule, obviously, would be if you wanted to go with one of the Apple products.
No, it's my wife's computer, and she didn't want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, here's...
Well, can I do this? Can I get maybe the flat screen with the speakers built into it, and then
sure,
you'll have the tower on the
floor. Sure, that's fine. And then if you get the tower, number one, it'll cost you less going in and gives you a lot more flexibility for both upgrading and service down the road.
And here's the really cool thing, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 or 5 years from now, you're going to have this flat screen monitor with speakers built in and this tower that's on the floor, and you're going to decide, you know what, it's time to replace this tower that's on the floor, but guess what? You can keep using that same monitor with speakers built in. You don't have to replace that, too.
Okay.
Or the other way around. You may say, hey, I want a bigger screen. And if it's one of these that's all built in, you're going to go, well, I got to buy a whole new computer just to replace my screen.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
to me.
So
still save some space anyway on the top.
Sure.
Getting the flat screen.
Well, they do make, there are companies out there that make very small boxes also that are still using pretty standard components in them.
We were thinking about doing something with you because it says on your website that you do the data transfer.
Yes.
Right, yeah. We'll make sure that all the stuff from your old machine is on your new machine. That's included in the price of the machines that we build for our customers.
And if you want, you can just specify that you want a case that has a small footprint, and they'll make sure it's like a miniaturized version of a tower, right?
Okay.
And that, if you're concerned about space, anybody, including us, can work with whatever your requirements are within reason.
Well, what about the camera thing? That's something we were going to try to get hooked up before Christmas.
Now, when you say camera thing, are you talking about like a webcam?
I think so.
Yeah, so yes. That you can sit at home and wave at them, and it's like a 60s NASA picture that, yeah.
She said she looked at one that had it even had an eye that kind of followed you around or something.
You can do those things. Just remember, the more high-tech it is, the more you're going to have to learn how to do this stuff.
Uh-oh.
And here's something else you got to keep in mind, is that you and the person on the other end are both going to want to have a fairly up-to-date, meaning within the last couple of years, computer. If you're going to have a new one, that's no problem for you. But for the other end, they need something fairly new. And
yeah, I think
you both really need to have high-speed internet connections that are always on, not dial-up.
Yeah, we've got the Cox high-speed.
Okay. Okay.
And she's got a high-speed on her end?
Yes, I don't know what it is.
Do you use any kind of instant messaging?
No.
Okay. So the last piece that's most important is you're going to have to determine which piece of software you're both going to use to communicate with.
There's something built into Windows called Windows Messenger.
Okay.
That is an instant messaging software, plus it allows you to do video chat, which is what you're basically talking about. That's already built into the operating system if you both have Windows XP.
We both do.
That would be a simple place to start.
How about Windows NetMeeting?
Yeah, that's, you know what, they've kind of combined the features and functions of that product and the MSN Messenger and the Windows Messenger all into a generic thing that does everything now. So.
Well, Mike, and not to turn this into a Data Doctors commercial, but since you're talking about doing that, one of the things that makes us different, too, is if you told us this is one of the things that you wanted to have happen, we would actually set that up for you in the store for us before you came to pick it up, so that everything that you'd have to figure out, would be done for you.
So
we would get in touch with your daughter in Seattle, set it up and do a trial run from our offices to make sure it's all working, and then show you how it all works instead of you having to go home and go, okay, I got all the parts. Now how do I get this thing to work?
And even if your thing wasn't this camera thing, you know, the first thing we would do if you came to our stores anyway is we would stop saying, okay, which computer do you want? Mike, what do you want to do with this? And you would tell us, hey, I want to be able to do this video thing. I want to be able to get email. You'd tell us all the things you wanted to do, and then we'd say, okay, here's the package you're going to need that'll make that happen.
Well, that's what I want to do.
Okay.
There you go.
So just don't worry about being technical. Just tell us what you want. We'll take care of it. So
great.
I appreciate you calling, and it was a great question, though. A lot of people see that. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
We see that a lot from people seeing, you know, especially if you're not really that technologically kind of up to speed on things. You see these cool-looking things, and you go, that looks great.
Yeah.
You don't really understand, well, what's the ramifications?
As long as it's in warranty, it's not a whole lot different than any other computer, but as soon as it's not.
Well, but the upgrading part is instantaneous.
Yeah,
like, you want to do something new and you can't. It may not have the right ports. It may not have the right interface. It may not have the space inside to put that additional device you want to add. So be very, very careful about anything that we call proprietary technology, which means if it looks different than everyone else's, it's probably proprietary.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
We're going to check out really quick. We got to go get more caffeine because this show is all about caffeine. Caffeine drives the show, in fact.
I'm caffeine free today.
And when we come back, we got a free line actually open at 602-277-5827. We're going to take more of your calls and questions and get to our Geek Speak of the Week. It's Ken and Brandon right here on the Computer Corner. 40.